This is Ozarks at Large. Children of seasonal migrant workers in Arkansas enrolled in public schools are eligible under the Federal Migrant Education Program to receive supplemental instruction and special support services. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spoke to the newly hired migrant student specialist with the Northwest Arkansas Education Services Cooperative, and she brings us this story.
American migrant workers travel the country as a seasonal labor force, harvesting and processing agricultural crops, working in the forestry, slaughterhouse, and fishing industries, as well as in the manufacturing sector. Many migrant workers who are accompanied by children enroll them in local public schools. And to help migrant children succeed, a federal program was put in place in 1966 to provide supplemental instructional and support services. Nationwide, hundreds of thousands of eligible migrant children are served each year, including thousands of kids in Arkansas, says Jonathan Warren, a newly hired migrant specialist at the Northwest Arkansas Education Service Cooperative, headquartered in Farmington.
And I have been working here for about 2 months now. Started in July. And before that, I've been in a coach, a teacher in public education for about 21 years. Last 16 were at Prairie Grove Schools.
Warren says Arkansas counts more than 5,000 migrant students. Districts with at least 25 migrant students from preschool to 21 years of age are eligible to receive migrant education program funding. They are typically identified during enrollment intake, he says.
A student is identified by whenever they come to enroll in a school, or we have three people that are called recruiters who go out to the Georges, the factories and places like that, and they fill out as part of the paperwork whenever they are enrolled or employed, they fill out paperwork to help us identify if they have a child that might be considered migrant, a migrant student. And we get all those papers from the schools and from the factories and places like that, and then we go through and we start the process of identification.
Arkansas reportedly received $6 million in federal funding for migrant student service programming. Previously, the funding was divided among four state migrant centers to share with eligible districts. 75% is now distributed directly to 69 eligible school districts, Warren says, based on migrant student populations.
It's based off of how many students you have and how many students you're trying to provide services for. So Springdale, which has over 300 migrant students in their district, will get more than Lincoln, which has enough to qualify for a project school, but not as many as 300.
The remaining 25% is provided to six regional educational cooperatives like this one across the state, which maintain migrant education project oversight.
So there are roughly 1,100 to 1,200 students in Northwest Arkansas and North Central Arkansas.
Of 33 school districts in the six-county region, 13 districts have viable migrant student populations, Warren says. Statewide, according to the Arkansas Department of Education, Hispanics and whites make up the largest migrant student groups, followed by Southeast Asians and African Americans. Certain Marshallese Compact migrants, Warren says, also qualify. While many migrant families are based in Arkansas, they also originate from Texas, California, Florida, Mexico, and other countries. Warren says migrant student enrollment is similar to resident students.
We do what is called a certificate of eligibility, and that's the first thing. If they've qualified for that, then that gets it sent to another layer, another person who verifies the information and looks over it and then gives the district or us the okay to say yes, they can proceed, and they don't qualify for the support services that we provide.
And once eligible, migrant children are documented in the federal system, Warren says.
Then we try to keep track of them if they move around. You know, there's a nationwide system that we use that tries to identify them and keep them in our scope of services.
Schools with large migrant populations typically use federal funding to pay for in-school tutors. Districts with smaller populations may hire contract tutors. The adjunct instructors work both in classrooms and in migrant student group settings.
We try to provide them with books and supplies and health things if they need them. But for the most part, we're looking to make sure that we keep them on track academically and are trying to provide after-school tutoring for them.
First organized nearly 30 years ago, Arkansas Education Service Cooperatives help teachers and administrators remain accreditation compliant as well as curriculum ready. State Education Service Co-ops play a key role as well in helping migrant children uniquely affected by poverty, language, cultural barriers, and migratory lifeways to meet student academic achievement standards expected of all American children.
Services can follow them if they move from one place to another and can be provided fairly quickly without a lot of loss of time whenever they move.
The Northwest Arkansas Education Service Cooperative works with 16 public school districts and 5 public charter schools. The co-op delivers support for the implementation of the Arkansas Curriculum Frameworks, ACT Aspire, as well as CTE, Career Technical Education, to help certain students succeed in skilled trades, applied sciences, and technologies. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.